What did you think of Scott Kosmachek's game?
Really like this game. He's showing an element of speed that that's impressive. You know, a lot of quickness, made some good plays. He's you know, finding his way kind of through the neutral zone defensively. There's some big adjustments, and this is an unusual style that they play. But really happy with his pace to the game. Because I think he has the hands for it and kind of the nose around the net. He knows what he's doing in there, but is just really happy with his speed.
You've talked about wanting to get a look at some of your younger guys throughout the rest of the season. What are you seeing? Yeah. How's that going in your mind?
Good. I mean, it's not like we have an option. You know, so we're playing all of them, and what's nice is they each have had big impacts in the game when you look at Kopp and Lowry and Burmistrov out for big kills at the end. Penalty kill at the end was critical. Kosmachek comes in and plays a real solid game. So all of them, the young guys. And we've talked about Mark Scheifele for about 3 weeks because he's scoring all these points. That was his finest game in the last 3 weeks, regardless of the hat trick, any of the other games. He played a fantastic game. Down low, hard game down low, defended really well, and then, you know, scores the goal. But that was as good a game as I've seen Mark play in a long, long time.
So much has been made about the team's inability to come back in the third. Now that you've done it, what's the importance of that, if anything?
Not changing how you're trying to play. I've felt that when we get down a goal, we open our game. Open's not the right word. We change our style of game, and we lose the speed through the neutral zone, and we don't get the offensive zone time that we need. And we didn't come off that at all. Even at down at 2-0, there were probably 3 or 4 minutes in the second period we didn't like, but our game was very consistent start to finish tonight. We battled hard, competed hard. Liked it.
So you've lost a number of games in the last number of weeks here, close games. You haven't been able to get anything in the third.
Yeah.
So you get this one tonight by coming back. What's going through your mind when the horn goes at the end?
It's a good payoff. They need that, right? So we're not moping our way into the building here. We're the players are working as hard, and the demands on them are just as hard, maybe even harder now than they were 2 or 3 months ago. They need a little payoff for that work, and it's important for their psyche going forward that they keep playing that way.
What was Julian Melchiori doing in the warm-up tonight? Could you clarify that for us?
Yes. So we brought Julian up for a question mark on our back end today. Blake Wheeler, about 20 minutes before warm-up, started to suffer the effects of the flu. And he continued to spend an awful lot of time in the men's room, and he was getting IVs. But prior to that, he took warm-up. If Blake couldn't go, we would use him as a recall, because we wouldn't have been an emergency because he's a defenseman, but we would have dressed him if we had to. Blake said he could play, and that's why there were so many line changes and him late for the start. He was getting IVs. Played a great game. Goes to Mark Scheifele's game as well. I thought he responded to knowing that his winger was down a little bit. But Blake played a really smart game. 5 shots on goal, set up the Stafford goal, real nice play, but he was quite ill.
The last 2 games, you've concentrated your minutes on your back end to 4 guys pretty heavily. Are you unhappy with Ben Sherratt and Paul Postma?
Not unhappy with them. I think that what's unusual is we feel in the 3-4 hole that we have players that can play bigger minutes. They're getting the leftovers is what's happening. It's not about developing them or playing more. The focus is getting Jake Trouba's minutes on the left side as high as we possibly can and getting that development time with him.
Paul, how satisfying will it be whenever you go over the video to show the winning goal came off of a great defensive play by a guy playing in his third NHL game?
And the right energy level, and coming off of kind of a mistake down low to jumping back, the fight in the play. And then, you know, Adam Lowry, another young guy that played a great game tonight, had a breakaway and couldn't get it to go for him. Might have had something with a two-hand slash across his forearm, but might not have. And then for him to score the goal, for both those guys, great confidence builder.
Just to go back to something that Sean asked about the significance of after the 40 minutes, you know, all those times before when you couldn't quite get it done, in your mind, what was the difference tonight that was able to get you over the top?
We didn't kill the period fooling around with the puck in the neutral zone. Kept our speed, and then you get more offensive zone time. And we were more patient and diligent in our own end, which creates the goal, the game-winning goal. So the focus was right. You know, instead of a secret, there were no secret plays. Nobody was trying to do something to break this game open because you didn't like being at 2-1 and you were down again. We had to do something magical. That just kills your offense and it kills your play.